What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Flagrant 2 Podcast. No easy buckets analysis by assholes. Water cooler commentary for your sports needs. Today's water cooler commentary, today's water cooler itself is located
at we're nowhere near a water cooler today.
Players Association.
Yeah.
Or the National Basketball Players Association. It's just the NB Players
The NBPA Association. Headquarters. World headquarters.
Right here.
Right here in New York City, man.
Not getting paid.
Happily.
Not getting paid. I just want to clarify that.
We're getting free. They don't have a water cooler. They got a Gatorade cooler.
These Gatorade flavors done stepped
up.
Yeah,
man. So we're out here. We're hosting the NBPA and Think 450's March Madness party. By the time you guys hear this, a national champion will probably be decided.
It will definitely be decided.
I mean, you never know. Some crazy shit could happen.
Maybe they just tell you, you know what?
Let's just share the trophy. but we're here. Hosting the party is about to be a lot of influencers here, a lot of NBA players, a lot of industry execs. And
what's an influencer?
An influencer is a guy who makes you do
that's
stuff.
What I'm saying,
we influencers, bro. Are we?
Yeah, we got people that throw up finger signs and wear shirts.
That's influence.
That is the influence.
Throw it up to me at the airport, man.
God damn it!
We're a long ass line of Delta, and I'm on one way. He's going one way. He didn't say nothing. He was just like,
just threw it up.
His head throws it up. I threw it up. He kept moving. Everybody was like, "Yo, what gang are they in, bro? This shit is, bro. I'll be sick if he was."
Nobody is scared of a gang with you in it.
That's not true.
Nobody is scared of it unless it's like
that's the power.
I'm intimidating,
though, man. How do you think? Did you ever would have thought like this little podcast that started in
We Abraham Lincoln,
the offshoot episode of Brilliant Idiots.
We started in a log cabin,
so we're here.
Free off from the slavery of ESPN.
All right. So basically, we're here at the NBPA offices. Right?
Real quick, if you hear basketballs bouncing in the background, you hear people talking video games.
Yeah,
yeah, it's because they got that.
Yeah, they got all this shit here.
We're performing on a basketball court right now, full court.
This place,
Kaz and I were just getting buckets.
Dog, this place is like a fucking like. Andrew said it best. Like, yo, this is like Soho House for NBA players.
That's it, bro.
So basically, they built these headquarters, I think a year or two ago, to basically be the home away from home for any NBA player who comes in town. So in the past year, they've had like three NBA champions here, MVP, Rookie of the Year, All-Stars, Most Improved Players, everybody. So like, any NBA team who's here, they got a full court that you can practice in. They got
the gym upstairs.
They won't say who, but that's got to be Kevin Durant, right?
I mean,
three of the 2017 NBA champions and the NBA MVP.
All of them.
Absolutely.
They got the gym. They got the espresso machines. They got mad relaxing couches.
Facts.
They got the machine that rebounds for you and spits it back so your shot can be
like
wet like
basketball
mine.
Disney World, dog. Like, there's no better place. Like, if you're trying to hoop or you're a professional hooper or you're just somebody who has hoop friends.
Yeah.
This is the best place I've ever seen.
But we just want to remind you, you're not invited.
You're not invited.
You're not going to be allowed to be here.
That's the beauty of this. I don't want you guys to get
twisted. You're not going to be allowed to be here. We're just milking it. There's no price of admission, nothing. This is invite only. It's like vagina.
Yeah, we had so many people.
You can't just take this. You got to massage this.
You don't just get in when you feel like it.
Nah, they got to accept you. Okay? This is going to take dinner. It's going to take a lot of things to get in here.
It's like Soho House, dog. Like, it was like, we did this when they announced this on Twitter. They had mad people DMing me like, yo, people going to be able to come? No, you can't. Come,
nah, you can't come. Sorry, we're just bringing you the vocals.
We're
that's all you can
this
get.
Because we like
my
you.
Girl waiting outside.
Yeah, she's not allowed in. We said no. We saw her. I was like, "Oh, what you doing? Waiting for Kosh?" I was like, "Damn right." She's gonna be doing a lot of waiting. All right?
Nah, but the NBPA is really dope because it's like when you think about just like players' unions. You know what I'm saying? Just as far as like, you know,
just to clarify, we're not getting paid. So
we're not getting paid for this.
We're dick riding right now. This is real dick riding. We wanted this dick.
This is what we all meant, legit. Definitely, though. The tight thing about it is like we talk about it all the time about the disconnect between the NFL players and the union, and you know, baseball is kind of really falling off as far as like fan interaction and stuff like that. We get to that later, but the NBA is kind of like, you know, it's like the joy of yeah. Please bring those over here.
Yeah,
Alex, it's almost like the envy of like players' unions, dog. And just as far as just so we could like go through it, you know what I mean? Michelle Roberts runs the whole thing.
Shout out to Michelle Roberts.
Shout out to Michelle.
Most powerful woman in sports.
That's the girl that hit the game winner yesterday?
No, that's not the girl that hit the game winner yesterday.
Yeah. Obviously, dog. Obviously.
Bro. Most powerful woman
obviously.
In
come on.
Mentality.
We're talking about the most powerful woman in sports, not the most powerful woman in the past 48 hours.
I didn't
know. Kaz was right on. I saw how many letters went in her last name. So I was like, she got to be
Nigerian, bro.
She gotta be Nigerian.
What was that? I saw Wale at the end of it. I was like, oh yeah, she Igbo.
Abumbo Wale?
Agunobo Wale?
Agunobo Wale.
Something.
It's not him. It's not racist because it's a Nigerian thing, but I saw mad letters. I was like, it's gotta be Chinee's sister. I didn't even look at the last name. I was like, it's gotta be Chinee's sister. I'm not reading that last name.
Bro, that's a long last name. Man. But nah, so
they're gonna have to start putting sleeves on jerseys for Nigerians. Just so they can fit the whole name on the back. Right? That shit gonna go elbow to elbow, son. Right? Yo, real talk, you're gonna have the first Nigerian is gonna have two lines of name. Agumba Lumbale.
But here's the thing. Do you remember the old school Hakeem Olajuwon jerseys when he had his full name on the back of it?
No.
Why you never are you so African those? Saying Hakeem? We get it. No. Coming from the throat.
I thought it was, you know, in college.
It was Hakeem.
No, in college, I thought it was Hakeem.
It was Hakeem.
Just Hakeem.
It was.
And then what happened?
I don't know. Let's see if it'll change it. I never
He converted. He got bougie with it.
Problem.
He got bougie.
I throw an H on this motherfucker now. Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
It's different.
H for Houston.
We here. We out here.
Yeah.
Shit is beautiful. Honestly, I want you all to check this out. You probably never will be able to, but I want you all to check this out. It's a great situation. You know, there is a potential situation for them to check out. And what I would say is this court looks excellent.
Yeah.
For a 3-on-3. I think Akash was bringing this up.
This is true.
This is an excellent size court for a nice 3-on-3 tournament. And if we did a nice flagrant 2 3-on-3 tournament, the international basketball tournament.
Facts.
If we did that, I think the NBAPA might be a good place to do that. That's just me.
I'm pretty sure it's a good place.
If anybody want to come get this up fake.
And everybody wants to smoke. Everybody wants to see the Hezzy and the up fake.
Oh, it's over. And it's really over for y'all. I was already shooting around, bro.
And your mid-range game is filthy.
The mid-range game is very strong.
It's the whole game is strong, guys. I'm not going to just sell myself short.
Kaz might hit the only joke. Actual three-pointer.
I had the only
three-pointer. I couldn't even reach
it. And it was only when the cameras were on. That was the only
time. Kaz bricked 17 shots in a row. A couple of people that were here watching initially walked away out of embarrassment. He hit the top of the backboard. Right, I put the fucking Instagram on him. Turns around from a conversation, just hoists it up and swish.
It's wet.
It's on my Instagram right
Listen,
now.
Listen, when the lights is on, performance
you
perform.
Deliver. No.
When the lights is on, I deliver. Goddamn!
Shout to the porn stars that do it. Yeah, that sounds like some porn shit, right?
They don't deliver as much as they receive, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Depends which ones you watching.
So let's get into some.
Can I just say one thing? Baseball season. And baseball fans are not accepting that their sport is dying. Listen, if you're a baseball fan, you're listening right now. Your sport is mort. Do you know what mort means in Italian? Mort? Dead. Okay? Your sport is dead. You have to accept it. I'm watching a clip on House of Highlights. Yeah. Right?
Shout out to Omar.
Shout out to Omar. We got to get Omar on. Shout out to Omar. Omar, I can't believe you posted this trash-ass clip. So the clip is of a game in Cincinnati. It's yesterday on Easter, and Bryce Harper hits a home run. Now, before he hits a home run, someone in the stands yells out, overrated.
Yeah, clear as day, too. Clear as day. Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's
day.
How you know nobody was there.
Overrated.
Wait
for it.
In a stadium, if you can hear one guy talking,
yep. So
that
wait
means
for
no
it.
One's at the game.
Wait for it. So he starts to run around, right? Mm. And as he's running around, you start to see shots of the stadium, right? It is barren. Barren. Nobody is there. I'm talking about Catholic church on a weekday.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Baseball fans are like, they're like Christian, super religious, Trump supporting types.
Yeah. Right.
So they're probably at church on Easter. I'm not saying baseball's not dying, but I do think that's the explanation. Now, here's what I want to know.
Can I just say one? Okay. Can I just finish the story?
Yeah,
why
please.
I'm gonna, this is what all these baseball, so I write, why is baseball still around? People don't even go to the game. Baseball stands are hitting me up. They're like, why are you still around? Your career sucks. Your nose is big. You ain't shit. He goes. And then they said the same shit as you. They said, oh, it's because it's Easter. It's Easter. And I was like, you know what? You're right. On holidays, people don't go to sports because there's no way anybody fills up NBA arenas on Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Those are empty. Yeah. Are those empty?
Thanksgiving?
There's no way on Thanksgiving NFL. Nobody goes to NFL in the freezing cold. We're not talking about a beautiful beautiful Word. March day. We're Word. Talking about snow.
People,
cold.
People make a yearly commute to Detroit, to, Michigan,
to Detroit,
in November
Michigan. To go to in a the football snow, game in the snow. Football. So don't give me that shit about the holidays. Yeah. Don't give me that Jesus is risen. God bless him. But at the same time, that's not the reason you didn't go to that game. You didn't go to that game for the reason people don't go to baseball, because it sucks.
I'm like, yeah, who likes baseball? Racist white people and Latinos who all happen to be pretty religious. Ain't no Latino missing Catholic church for nothing.
How long is church, Akash? Have you been to church?
Yeah.
Knock that out in the morning.
A few hours. A black church, a few hours.
Knock that out in the morning.
See, Catholic church is easy squeezy, dog.
It's bang.
Like, Catholic church is like express church. You get in, you get out, hour
That's
tops.
It.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you might get a sermon.
Spiritu Santo.
It's the McDonald's Bye. Of churches.
That's it. Boom. We just hit that shit.
Here's what I do
want to
know, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're one of these baseball fans who also voted for Trump and wants immigrants to get out, what's going to happen to baseball?
Word.
It's like getting rid of the black
people. It's supposed
people
to be as American as apple pie. Well, it was what? Supposed to be.
It's going
to
be much whacker.
Oh, baseball's going to be worse without Latinos, you're saying?
Not even
you
Latinos.
Down immigration,
just
you lost
just
your best
brown people
player.
In general.
I'll be honest with you, and this is going to sound fucked up, but if more baseball players spoke English, it would be more popular sport. I think the problem is that none of the stars speak English that well, so it's hard
care.
To
I mean,
market
that's,
them.
I mean, that's not, I don't know if
I
that's
don't care
all the
what
way.
Justin
it's hard to market
Verlander.
Them.
Nothing Justin I mean, Verlander has to say is interesting to me.
He was smashing that girl with the huge
Couldn't
titties.
Care
that
less.
Was interesting.
What's the name? Like Kate,
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton.
Yeah, I can hear all about that. I've seen his dick.
Wow.
I saw it in the Fappening.
Yeah, I didn't. Oh, the remember the Fappening, though?
Shit is mad average for how fast he throws. Let me tell you, that heat is not coming from down under.
That's why he throws so fast.
You don't got dick in the way?
Oh, my goodness. Nah, I mean, you know, I'll give you this, though. Like we always say on the show, we're not baseball fans, but we are Yankee fans.
Oh, yeah,
no,
let's go Yankees. Fans.
Let's go Yankees all day, obviously. Every day. You know what I mean? Evil Empire back. Shout out to Giancarlo Stanton.
Let's go.
And even the one day where I would be remotely interested in baseball, opening day in a home opener in New York City, what happens? We get a goddamn blizzard.
Facts.
Snowed
we get a
out.
Fucking blizzard.
Yankees and Mets.
And you know, and was it snowed out or did they have
snowed
the game?
Snowed out. Yeah, they didn't play at all.
They didn't
today.
Play at all.
Yeah.
And I bet you there still would have been more people there than that Cincinnati game.
Facts.
But still, any excuse to stop playing, they'll do. They don't stop sport. They don't stop football games in the rain, do they? They don't have football games in the snow, do they? They let that shit go because people will stay there for it.
I think, why is that?
But if it's cloudy, people are like, I'm not going to a baseball game because your sport sucks. You only go to a baseball game to get sun.
Mm.
It's an excuse to tan. People are like, in LA, everybody goes to the games all the time. Yeah, it's like going to the beach. Only they bring you hot
baseball
dogs.
Games are like the only games of the four major sports.
And I lived in LA. I've never met a single person going to a baseball game.
Are you saying that people don't go to LA games?
I'm just saying it's not some big cultural thing. If you're in LA, if you like baseball, you'll go to a Dodgers game.
But,
and they're good.
Are you saying people don't go to the games?
Yeah,
they do go to the games in LA.
Mm.
Huh?
They do go to the games in LA. That's a fact. That's irrefutable.
I mean, they're also really good right now. 5 years ago, 10 years ago,
that is true.
When I lived there,
right. That's true. The Dodgers are really nice this year. But at the same time, you know,
if you weren't
I mean,
a Dodgers fan, you weren't a Dodgers fan.
Right.
Major League Baseball is like the only sport you can get tickets like the day of. Like, you can walk up to it like a movie theater and like you'll still get like very good seats like
why
the
do
day
people
of.
Not acknowledge this? Like, nobody wants to go to your sport. It's your, you know what baseball is? It's a Modell's sneaker. It's always available. Never have you gone to Modell's and if you ask for like
it's like
a
yo
size,
man, we're sold out.
Hey, do you have that New Balance in 11? You're like, of course I have that New Balance. Never had the guy said, let me go check. You got it.
It's like, and they'll
it's
always
there.
Have that extra like, well, 11, what, 12 and a half, 12, 13? Yeah, we have
they,
both.
They're the only store that has size 16. It's like 16 on their sale rack. Anyway, that's baseball. You're fucking Modell's.
Oh, man, dog.
Shall we get into it? Shall we
Let's
start
get into
the
it,
show?
Dog. Let's get into it. I think you guys got some stuff to answer to.
What happened?
I think last week, I was trying to tell you guys.
What happened?
Just how, you know, she's Gina Auriemma was my asshole of the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get a fucking word out because I was trying to explain to y'all, like, yo, UConn women's basketball is one of the most dominant programs, so dominant that it's making a sport a little bit...
So we owe an apology because you were wrong?
Yes, bro. Yes you do, because you don't even get my point out.
And so you're saying this, if you got your point out, what would happen?
What would have got my point out is more people would have noticed that... This is a monumental upset. Not just a monumental upset.
Monumental. We're really throwing out
big
words. Let me tell you. You know what the WNBA championship is to me? You know these people.
It's not WNBA. It's NCAA.
Whatever it's called. I mean, listen. Neither one of them makes much money, so whatever. You ever meet people who are watching like the Little League World Series?
Yeah.
And they're like really into it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about women's basketball.
So I thought about this.
So you watched those last two games. You were not into it.
Even the highlights.
Honestly,
you didn't get nothing out of it.
Can I be honest with you?
I didn't finish the
Instagram video of the highlight.
Once she hit the shot,
I checked the score, and then I looked to the next one.
If those last two games did nothing for you.
That's it.
If those last two games did nothing for you.
I just found out about the Kobe thing. The Mamba mentality thing. I found out about that today.
I found out from Kaz's Twitter.
I didn't know. You watched the end of the video. I couldn't even do 16 seconds.
There's no way you watched that and did not even get a little bit.
Listen, the Little League World Series has some great championship games. I'm not saying they're not competitive.
The only reason,
I'm not saying they're not better than me. Listen, I'm just saying I'm not watching that.
All right, so the men's championship is today, right? Everyone's going to be watching that shit.
I'm not.
What? Oh, men's championship.
Yes, the men's championship today, right?
Yeah. I could care less.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a game that is more, or ending more satisfying than that.
Let me tell you something. I refereed a game at the Boys and Girls Club. The guy was down by two, and he took a three-point shot, and he got fouled, but I swallowed the whistle because it was the end of the game.
Yeah.
That was exciting. That was fucking riveting. And 68-50, was it 61-58?
Yes.
I mean, come on. How high scoring is that?
I
think it's exciting. I will acknowledge objectively that it's exciting that she hit two game winners in a row,
After Kobe goes, you gotta finish the job. And she finishes the job like that.
I'll objectively acknowledge that that's interesting.
That's crazy.
I have put in some work into thinking why it is we don't care about women's basketball. Not we, just the general public. And I think I figured it out. Because it's not that the argument always comes up is, we just like to see the best play. That's not true. We're going to watch college basketball today, right? 90% of the people on that court do not play well.
Good. Yeah.
They don't play well. They're not the best, right? We watch women's tennis. They're not the best, but it's highly rated. We watch it. We watch college football. They're not the best, but we watch it.
Okay, so what's the interest there? What makes that change?
We can't watch people we think we're better than.
That's a lie.
And that's why I can't do it. Why am I watching you? I could do everything you do.
So you can dunk, you can't. So you really think this chick, Abulue?
I will blow her out of the way in a fucking heartbeat. You're out of your mind if you think that I'm not taking it down. No, not even a question.
This is why women hate our show. Because these last two games, like objectively speaking, just as a basketball fan,
You
watched the whole game?
I watched the whole game. I watched the whole championship game. I didn't watch the Final Four, I'll be honest.
Because
after my rant with UConn, you're always flying.
You're always at a party. More time.
What is this time that you have?
I have no kids or wife, so I have time for everything.
I don't have a kids or wife. I'm dying to get time during the day.
You have the same 24 hours of the day as Beyonce, all right?
Beyonce ain't watching the
NCAA
women's
championship.
Beyonce is putting on her eyelashes, combing her hair, and
Beyonce watch that game.
Yes, Beyonce has time for a lot of shit that is equivalent to me watching women's basketball.
I watched it live vicariously through these people. I can't really live vicariously through the NCAA women. I mean, I guess I could, but that's not worth 3 hours of watch somebody dunk.
I'm not watching the men's college tournament. I'm not gonna say people don't enjoy women's basketball.
Yeah.
I think it is not doesn't have as much mainstream appeal as the men's game. Because you can get into it very easily. It's on national television.
You sound like the guy trying to push some underground white rapper that I'm nobody never care about. That's what it sounds like right now. No, you don't know, man.
Listen,
you don't know. You're just not mainstream.
I'm a hoop head, bro. Like, I love hoops. Like,
that's
I'm a
why
junkie.
You like it, because you love
and I like it.
You're exactly. junkie, right?
Right, so you're,
if I'm a drug addict, I don't need the best heroin.
All right, but
give
I bet.
Any heroin, please.
Would you fancy yourself a stand-up comic junkie?
Yeah.
You won't watch anybody.
No, I won't watch whack stand-up.
I'm not a stand-up comedy junkie.
You're not a stand-up comedy junkie.
I love stand-up with all
But you won't watch it for the sake of stand-up
comedy.
Okay, all right.
I'm not either. I need.
So what would you make? What would make you? What is something that you would just watch just for
street
the sake
fights.
Of watching? Street
fights. I can
fight.
Watch. I can, okay. I'm a fight junkie. I can watch professionals do it, and then I can watch two bitches fight at a Wendy's. That's easy. Yeah, I can watch two girls tear each other's
hair. Anybody can watch that.
Fighting is like porn. The amateur's
that's
better.
Exactly.
Like, you know what? This yeah. is a little more fun.
No, for real, dude. That's what I'm excited by. But if you're as excited by basketball as I am by fighting, then I totally understand.
Then you understand.
It. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Fine. I can't believe it. And you should definitely start watching. Some fighting,
no,
because if you're that excited, you're gonna be
like,
really excited.
But fighting is so easy; it's so primal to all of us. Like
yeah.
it's like fucking cavemen used to watch people fight. Like and it's,
yeah.
of course it's entertaining. It's always gonna be entertaining. You know what I'm saying? So like, I still need to know, Akash. What is like the one thing that you are like a junkie of that will make you?
I like watching good things. That sounds mean, but like I don't watch bad stand-up. Great stand-up, I'm incredibly passionate about. The
okay.
NBA, like some random regular season game, I probably don't care.
I mean, but you watched the Chris Rock stand-up, and that wasn't that good.
We need to talk about that, because that's my thing, is the Chris Rock, the first 32 minutes were trash.
Yeah.
And then the parts that were good were so, like, so good that
yeah.
it almost maybe made up for the first part. I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
About
we'll
Andrew
talk about one day.
Stand-up.
Here's one thing I'll say about it. From my understanding, my friends with kids love it.
Love what? The Chris Rock stand-up?
Yeah. And yeah. I think there's something about it. And I spoke to a buddy of mine named Ian, and he was like, yeah, it's more mature. It's like there are certain things that I'll just relate to that he's saying that are innately funny to me because of my experiences and just won't be for you because you just don't get it.
I wish you'd seen it because I want to address that point specifically. I love the stuff about his kids and his wife, and he talks about his divorce, and he's vulnerable in a way that I've never seen Chris Rock be vulnerable.
You sound really gay.
I haven't seen anybody be vulnerable like that.
But nah, that's
it's
is
nice
like,
though, because like it, you could there's a specific moment during the stand-up where
I haven't seen
like
it. Don't ruin it for me.
I'm not gonna ruin it
you
for you.
You haven't watched it in a month. You're not gonna.
I'm
watch
not gonna
it.
Watch
it
until after I'm done on tour.
I'm not gonna ruin it for you. But there's like a specific moment where he like. You see the immediate shift in turn and tone. Like, it almost gets, like, awkwardly, uncomfortably quiet as soon as he says this one specific thing.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, okay, I'm not going to relate to this, but I can see why. It's almost like 444 for Jay-Z, where it's like, the motherfucker's talking about shit that I'm just not there with yet.
Yeah, buying real
but
shit
I can
shit.
See... how other people reacted to it. Mm-hmm. Where I was like, wow, okay, that's some real shit. Maybe I should pay
the
attention
stuff. The stuff I thought was whack was like... a lot of his points, I was like, this is not... like Chris Rock.
All right, we'll talk about it when we're talking about it. Let's not talk about
it. You
talk about it. That makes no
somebody
sense.
Somebody else
brought
it up. So
I
Flagrant
it up.
2 Curse.
Good show.
Right?
Yeah.
The Flagrant 2 Curse we got to discuss because... apparently,
which
there is
applies
a curse.
To the applies to
well,
women's
applies
basketball.
To everything.
Also,
so the Flagrant 2 curse
shit on it last
is
week.
That you, if we degrade something, we criticize something, they will succeed, and if we celebrate something, they will fail.
Chris Rock next special going to be fire.
There you go. You want him to fail?
No, we tracked it. So the next special.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So this is what happened with Gino Auriemma. We're trying to bake him up, and all this. You're like, he's the best one. He can't lose. They're up by 80 every single one.
Yeah.
He has to pretend he's into it, and boom, they immediately lose. I trashed Philly for fucking 2 years straight. We start talking about it on the podcast, and then they win the
they win their own
Super
Bowl.
Worst thing without their quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? Unbelievable.
Against the Patriots.
Austin
all
Rivers.
Fucking teams.
We trash Austin for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes on like a 30-point a game scoring spree.
He starts playing like an actual legitimate NBA
Then we
player.
Start saying that he's playing his ass off, and he's getting crossed out of crossed out of his sneakers. He's getting punched.
Victor Oladipo
face.
Crosses him into next week.
Oh, dude, that's right. I saw
Jesus
that.
That was so
Christ.
Nasty.
Yes,
you know what bothered me the most about that cross is he got up and asked for the ball after, and I was like, bro, be embarrassed. Like,
dog, go run back. Let the point guard get that.
Yeah. like, but he asked to take it
like,
up the court.
Let me
he's like, oh, I got to like, I don't even want to. If I'm that person, like, I've been that person.
Yeah.
Where, like, one of your teammates get crossed up and they want to get the dude back so badly. I'm like, bro, you're not even in the right mindset right now. Let me
you're
get
too
to
angry.
Somebody.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
too angry. You're going to throw up some bullshit
yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
It's like one of those gamblers that can't stop.
Great way to put it.
That should be the worst, though. Like, when you play with somebody that like, immediately thinks they're going to go and get somebody back.
Yeah.
Like, especially after a play like that, that would... In any other like basketball setting,
yeah,
people are running on the court, people are throwing the ball in the air, people are you know doing all types of wild shit at this point.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You give that ball back to somebody, you are putting your team in severe danger. Austin Rivers already has a shitty shot selection.
Yeah.
All right, like he's gonna go in there, throw up some BS, get called out by his coach. And the worst part about it is his daddy's the damn coach.
Yeah.
So do you really think he's going to go in there? There's especially no when he's like zero. I mean, I'm sure he maybe you got to put on the front if you're the coach and be right. Like, oh, okay, you know, like, I yell at you just like I yell at everybody. Probably. But right. That is absolutely, positively not what's going to happen, especially All-Star Rivers. And it didn't happen because Victor Oladipo is an All-Star player.
And a good defender.
And a great defender. You know, yeah. I'm saying great two-way
so
player.
He didn't get him back at all.
Of course not. Of course not. They lost that game.
What other things have happened? Whatever things have we predicted well, and have they failed?
Let's put it this way. The second we start celebrating Philly... The flagrant two curse is stronger than the Philly curse.
Curse. Before we go there. What other things? What other things?
With the flagrant two curse?
Yeah.
Oh Jesus. Who else? Porzingis. We gassed him up. Got hurt. James Harden. We called him his game cute and not sexy, and he's probably running away with the MVP.
Running away with it. I pick Kawhi as MVP.
He hasn't even played.
Yeah, here we go. Like he's the one person in Spurs history that has like caused a rift.
Exactly. The one dude.
The one time they've ever made the Spurs organization look like incompetent or something. Like
I would like to point that out. I'm starting to understand Kawhi.
Why?
It just based on what I'm seeing with IT. It's like yes. IT lost $150 million.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm Kawhi, and I'm in a contract year.
Next year's in a contract
year. Next year's a contract year.
Yeah.
But if I'm Kawhi, I'm getting healthy. I have $200 million to look forward to.
Mm.
I'm not going to risk jack shit
yeah.
until I am premium health. I mean, I don't know if IT forced it or tried to come back or they didn't, you know, get it right. They didn't diagnose her. I don't know what the hell it was, but...
No, he didn't do, though.
What's that?
He didn't come and get good with the NBPA, with the Players Association and the union. I mean, that's basically their job, dog. Like, if the team is, like, forcing him, hey, like, we think you're healthy.
Yeah.
We operated on you. We looked at you. You know what I'm saying? And they want him to play, and Kawhi's like, nah, I'm going to go get my own shit checked out.
Yeah.
And, you know... This is basically what their job is to do, is to protect their rights as players and be right. like, you know, and I don't think Isaiah did that. And when Kawhi came here to New York, he came here. Like, he came here to work out.
Oh.
He came to
do all that stuff.
Exactly. So it's like, that's what you use these people, this is what you use this union for, dude.
He's
like,
still here? He went back to New York, right? Is he here?
Yeah, I'm sure he's in New York somewhere. I'm sure he's around here. He's not with the team. He's not with the Spurs. But it's like, that's what... You're supposed to do, dog. Like, and I don't think, you know, and you see Isaiah, what happened with Isaiah, even with Joakim Noah, who's you know, been
Isaiah
out
Thomas
and trying to
is
protect
gonna
himself.
Get $12 million a year. He's going to get a one-year deal next year.
Ugh.
He's going to get 1 year to prove himself, and maybe it'll be $15 million. He lost $185 million.
After going into the playoffs last year, he's a bona fide max player. Like he was averaging 28 a game last
Can
year.
Can we just acknowledge that? Imagine losing $185 million.
Worse off, he's going into another surgery.
Yeah, he
so
might
like
not
he
come
might
back.
He might not even
it
make
might be
it
a
that
wrap.
Much.
God, man. It's just so sad.
It's terrible, man.
Okay, but anybody else? Anybody else that we
gosh
that we've spoken
I
about?
Say,
I feel like it's everybody that we celebrate or criticize.
The I feel like the only person who hasn't suffered is like Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd, LeBron, and Giannis Ooh. Are all still doing well.
That's right. Yeah. Good call. So we've bigged up Floyd. Actually, did you see ESPN take our shit?
No.
So
what did they
ESPN
say?
Did a 20 most dominant athletes in the last 20 years or something like that.
Okay.
Which is the discussion that we had back mm-hmm. here, which was the original Floyd thing that I was saying about.
That's not
the
first time ESPN's taking our shit.
No,
but,
there's some people at ESPN listening to our shit. And listen, you're listening right now. Hacks.
So we hear you.
Okay. We know you're listening
you.
To us. And you see where we are. Mm-hmm. You hear them balls dribbling. And we didn't have to go all the way to fucking Connecticut to do it. All right? You in the fucking sticks right now.
We're not in stores.
Nah, we right here in Times Square almost.
I was about to say stores. Where's Connecticut? Where's
Stanford or some shit like
no,
that?
No, ESPN's in Bristol.
Bristol. That's anyway. Bristol.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and they had Floyd at eighth. They had Tiger at number one. So Tiger, they're saying, is the most dominant athlete in
That's
the last
so
20
stupid.
Years.
He hasn't won shit in
That's so stupid.
Like 5 years.
Bro, he's
understand.
Only competing against rich guys. I don't even consider it a real yeah. sport. If you can only compete against rich dudes, right? How many rich dudes do you know that are athletic that didn't make... you know what I'm saying? They were born rich. How many born rich dudes do you know that are great athletes? Born rich.
You see, for that thinking alone makes me put like the Williams sisters ahead of Tiger. You know what I mean? Because they learn from
more dominant than Tiger.
Serena's way more dominant than Tiger. You know what I'm saying? First off, she came from the sticks. You know what I mean? Like, she came from Compton.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Tiger Roger Woods. Federer more dominant than Serena, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's
that
like...
That just goes to show you how bad rich people are at being at athletics. The first broke person to play tennis becomes the greatest ever. The first one to come from nothing. And her dad taught her. And they were like, how did you know the tennis? And he was like, oh, no. I just hit it straight.
I just yelled
at him. Hit the ball and hit it back. And if you don't hit it, I yell at you. And then when it comes back, we'll just, you know... And then they happen to be two of the greatest women tennis players of all time.
So that's the thing. If we brought golf to the hood, right? If really poor, impoverished neighborhoods, you brought golf out there, I'm telling you, you'd get some good golfers.
Do you understand? If you brought golf to the hood, we would be churning out like, it would be like fucking North Carolina Tar Heels. Like, it would be like Duke University.
So how good did Jordan get? How good did Jordan get at golf? Did he get better at golf than he got at baseball? That's an interesting discussion. Was he a scratch golfer? Would he shoot for par?
You know, fucking like most basketball players, especially NBA players, are like decent golfers.
Like Steph Curry.
Steph Curry's a good golfer.
Apparently he's like a really good golfer. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It can't be that hard.
It can't be.
Yeah.
And then what? And there's no way they picked it up like in college or anything like that. They picked it up like what? Their third, fourth, fifth year in the NBA?
I mean,
it's like,
Steph
sure, I'll try
rich,
some of this golf.
So he was probably playing it on the way up.
That rich. Oh, they weren't poor.
Come on,
they weren't poor.
An NBA player. You got money.
Del Curry.
Yeah, but he grew up with money. NBA's still making money.
Yo, if you're an NBA player and you live in North Carolina, dude, if you're making 50 grand a year in North Carolina, you have a mansion.
I'm not going to say it was poor, but rich is a stretch.
Maybe rich has changed.
Del Curry
though.
Was.
It don't
not,
take a lot to be.
Del Curry wasn't
back
necessarily
then.
Breaking a bank back then.
So if you eat at Waffle House, it's like $6 for everything on the menu. Dude, you are
right.
That is
dude,
right.
It's the craziest
the
thing
best
leaving
part
New
about
York
Waffle
City
House.
And like just getting fast food or just restaurant food
anything.
Or anything like that. It's mind-bogglingly cheap.
New York City is like airport prices. Like everywhere, like I go to airports in other cities, I'm like, this shit is reasonable.
Yeah, dude.
Was it $8-$12 for a sandwich?
Dude,
that's all right.
You can't spend $20 at Waffle House.
No.
If you spend $20 at Waffle House, they fucked up.
Yo.
You have diabetes. It was like, they're like, it's 25 cents to put some cheese on. I go, what did you say? They're like, yeah, you smother the fries and cheese for 25 cents. I was like, double it.
Bam.
Extra cheese, babe.
Bam. My homie.
You could go into any Waffle House. But you know what?
Son.
Everything's on me today and not spend more than $40.
That's it. Bro, you could buy the whole Waffle. We should do that once. That'd be a really fun Instagram experiment, like a prank. Go to a random Waffle House, pay for everything that everybody had at that moment and see if you could do it for less than $100. I think it's possible, dude.
It's like, yo, everybody else handle the tip.
Dude.
We'll pay for the bill.
How do they even... And you know... Listen, you know for a fact that... that nobody's making any money because the waitress is also like the chef. It's like a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
It's like you work
at a gas
station.
They don't go to the back to make the food.
No, they're right there.
The food's right there in front of you.
You say like over easy and she like flips the egg.
Yeah, when I was in college, my homie's girlfriend was like hating on Waffle House and I always thought she was bougie.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, forget that, man. You're not gully. Waffle House, I'm all about it. Whatever. Then my homie and I went to Waffle House that night. And shouts to LJ. We went to Waffle House that night and then... I'd never had a worse restaurant experience in my life. First of all, they didn't clean the table when we sat down. There's just syrup on it. And then my man dropped off the silverware right into my syrup. Like, that wasn't my syrup.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm sitting here like, this is fucking crazy. I got to eat off this silverware. What's going on?
Then you
could see the kitchen in the Waffle House.
Yeah.
The chef went, after he gave us our forks, went to the bathroom, came out, didn't wash his hands, had shit all over his face. His waffle is cooking. He just picks it up with his bare hands and throws it on my plate. Dog, I couldn't eat the Waffle House.
Son.
I hated to punk up so hard, but I was like, I can't do it.
It's one guy.
I might have ate it.
It's one guy. Bro, first of all, if he washes his hands are going to be all wet when he touches the waffle, and then waffle's all
put
fucked
up. Put on gloves, fam.
Nah, bro. He's not a
that's the good grease, though.
Nah,
that's the good food grease,
you need some hand sweat.
You need that
hand sweat, dog. He just touched his dick. He ain't touching fucking butt. Come on, bro. You just got some dick juice on your waffle.
It's a fact that any spot with like a B grade, like a B health grade, is fucking delicious. Everywhere.
Oh, word.
Absolutely.
When we went to Singapore and Malaysia, the food in Malaysia was way better. I was like, yo, why is it tastier in Malaysia? And then literally the people in Singapore were like, yeah, because it's dirty. Because they ain't clean over here, yo. They didn't shower that morning.
They got the grease from everything they've cooked today, and it's going to throw whatever you want on top
of
that.
Ain't no fucking bucket of bleach under the bar, nothing like that. They just take a towel and wipe all the crumbs off.
It's like a cornucopia of flavors. Come on, yo. Just
cornucopia flavors.
Here we go with the fucking vocabulary again. God.
Cornucopia is not a big word.
You
use it every fall.
I don't even know what a cornucopia is.
You know what a cornucopia is.
That's a pornographic term.
Cornucopia?
Got cornucopia?
What's a cornucopia?
All over her face.
No, that should sound like a jacket. No, that's Patagonia.
Sounds like where Kim Kardashian grew up.
Dude, cornucopia.
Yeah, I'm from Cornucopia.
So what is a cornucopia? It's just a lot?
It's that thing that they use in Thanksgiving where like they put like all the fruits and vegetables and like food and
yo, how
whatever.
Rich were you, bro? You had a
bowl called pictures of it.
Yeah, we call that a I say yo,
no,
yo, you just
thing.
Saw the difference in wealth real quick. So you just saw three classes, right?
First of all,
no. I gotta get this out. This is all three classes, right? Kaz is rich ass. Kaz rich goes, this is a cornucopia where you put fruits and vegetables. And I was like, why don't you call that a bowl? And Alex just goes, ain't that a bucket? Cleaned out the KFC bucket. There's some fucking squash and gourds in a cucumber.
I mean, now you probably ordered it from KFC. It's like, you know what?
Just get that KFC cornucopia.
The biscuits in there. Just put them in.
Oh my god!
Yo, why we act like biscuits are so hard to make? Like everybody builds up these fucking. The Popeye's biscuits are so. It's fucking flour and
water. Flour and butter.
It's flour, butter, and water. Like I swear I could make a better biscuit my damn self.
I mean, you can, but then you've tried. It's until you've had terrible biscuits.
Right. Yeah, I can't make any biscuits. I found out yesterday my oven don't work. I've been living in an apartment for a year.
Yeah.
For one whole year, and I just found out the oven.
So wait, you tried to make biscuits?
No, I tried to make a pizza, and I turned that shit to 500. I put my hand there, and it was 68.
It was room temperature,
that
bitch. That
shit was room temp, That shit was not cooking, right? So now I got this soggy-ass pizza just right next to me. I'm like, what am I going to do? And I tried to put it on the top part. The
burners.
The stove,
yeah.
Motherfucker called it a top part. It's a stove,
and he's gonna come at me. Like,
lady, bro. It's, you know what I mean? I don't supposed to know about the name. You don't want me to know the names of all the instruments in the kitchen?
Instruments?
The top parts of the oven? Like, what
do you call it? The grill?
Bro, it's just the oven. It's just
you
the
call
oven.
The top part the oven, too?
No, it's the stove, dog.
I don't call it the stove. What? That's a weapon.
The burners?
That's a prepaid cell phone.
That's the burners.
Yeah, the burners. The shit burners. From the wire, bro. That's
they call it burners.
Anyway, I just call that shit the grill. Whatever. My shit didn't work, and the pizza's still in the fridge.
Wait,
that's
top
what you
part
get,
work?
Though.
The top part works, but the bottom part doesn't work.
And that's not a wealthy thing, dude. Like, just it's an oven and a cornucopia. And I'm not saying I use the cornucopia. That's like some shit pilgrims use. I was just saying, like, that's what they used to have in, like,
your parents took this immigrant
books.
Shit serious, bro. Like, yo, we doing it just like the pilgrims. This shit is Jamestown every Thanksgiving. Let's go. Listen. Grab the cornucopia. You get the high socks. I'll get a belt buckle on my
Wasn't
sneaker.
Wasn't Jamestown a cult thing? Wasn't that where, like, people killed themselves?
No, Jamestown was the first city in, like, America.
Was it?
I think they might have had a cult afterwards, but it was, like, the first. Okay. I thought of Jamestown as
it
like,
sounds
North
very
Carolina.
Culty.
Yeah. Some shit. But my man James made
North
a town.
North Carolina definitely wasn't one of the first states.
No.
No, it wasn't a state. It was just where the people were at. It was a colony, bro. That
he has no
colony.
Idea what he's talking about.
Like, it was a colony, bro. You don't know about the colonies?
Wait. Pennsylvania.
Yo,
was
y'all didn't know about colonies, bro?
You know
I know all
funny,
about
me?
Colonies.
Yeah. I know it is funny. When you watch YouTube, somebody's going to correct us and be like, the actual first colonies are like,
and we're just going to be like, shut up, you cuck.
Like, shut up.
You fucking
up.
Colony
you
cuck.
Me.
Cornucopia having ass.
Yeah, you fucking cornucopia. I thought cornucopia is when a girl got like a bunch of bunions on her feet.
I'm gonna take it.
Like she don't just got one corn, she got a cornucopia, bro.
One for each toe knuckle.
Exactly, man.
Oh man. So this Kawhi thing is definitely really interesting.
You
though.
Saw Kawhi's dick pic leaked?
No, what?
Wait,
how did
y'all
you
didn't see
it?
That?
He's lying.
No,
son, I thought that's why his thigh was bruised. Bro, that shit slamming on it every single night. You playing
not
defense?
What I was looking for.
Just
when I was
whacking back and forth like a grandfather clock. Bang, bang, tick tock, tick tock.
I'm worried how you found that. You're not even on Twitter like that.
First of all, I'm not on Twitter. Second of all, I made it up. I didn't find anything. How about that fact? How about them apples?
Now I'm not even sure if you made it up or not. So.
Maybe it's the truth.
Maybe it's the truth. I'll never know.
If Alex didn't get it, it's not a real
thing. I'm not going to Google it.
If I ever see a dick on the internet, I go to Alex first. I'm like, yo, this real? This really Safari's dick? And Alex is like, yeah, that's Safari's dick. I got that 2 days ago. I got that direct from Safari.
He's got the encyclopedia of dick pics in Instagram DMs now. It's just
Alex knows exactly where he stands.
What's up, John Mayer? How you doing, man?
That's John Mayer. Oh, that's not John Mayer.
Come here, Pete.
So that's John Mayer or not?
This my man.
Hey, is that John Mayer, dude? Oh, that's not John Mayer.
Don't say that. John is fucking around, man.
That don't look just like John Mayer.
That's why I said it.
Come here, Pete. Please. Come on.
Yo, come here. Hey, come here with your John Mayer looking ass.
You guys need the NBA hot takes?
Hell yeah. Yo, get in that mic.
Can I come through and just
get in, bro?
One at a time. You gotta do one at a time because we only got one mic.
Peter Caden, man.
We gotta figure out why this guy's face look like John Mayer's face, bro.
Crazy,
Guy, Def Jam.
The Source.
Since Source days, I've known this guy. Source. And he still looked like John Mayer.
Speak close to the mic.
Back then.
And just like
this
John
is weird.
Mayer,
I can't handle this. I'm usually not.
He's
in
never
front of
the
camera.
He does the publicity for all the big artists at Def Jam and everybody.
Oh, word.
Yeah, very, very good. Very well connected.
Who's with Def Jam? Is Tekashi with Def Jam?
I met you before at the.
We met in L.A.
When you pulled up with all the dude with like seven dudes at the party.
Yes.
But you didn't look like John Mayer then.
I was like,
he looked like John Mayer then.
This guy pulling up.
He was going to get us in a party, people. So I didn't say it.
Oh, that's good.
And
that
didn't RSVP. Yes. He didn't even RSVP.
Yes. Oh, God, yes. I remember.
We were high that day.
He just assumed.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, anything for this guy.
But he made it work, though.
Okay,
it wasn't Death Trust. It was a really big venue.
Have you ever done something with somebody thinking that they were John Mayer? Did you ever use that? You ever flex that muscle?
I can't confirm.
Frankly, fam, you're taller than John Mayer. You got some inches on John. You might be better looking than John Mayer.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, you're welcome. But we're speaking objectively here.
Awesome. You know what I mean?
So what I'm saying is, has a girl ever flexed you with that approach and then you use that and got some rhythm off of it? Keep it real.
No one ever actually thinks I'm John Mayer.
Does anyone ever
tell you look like John Mayer? That's what they say.
You know, if you walk in certain places,
or do you play guitar?
And you walk,
you can 100% pass. With it, it's crazy how much you could pass.
I've known you for like almost 10 years, and you've never ran with that. I would have been wrong with it. Like if people say
he runs with
like
it all the time,
Harden
he looks
bit,
like James Harden. You know how
I
much
ran
crazy?
With that shit. Though.
You know how many disappointed girls
though,
are.
You can still use it. You still get some free drinks out of it or something.
You don't. Let me tell you, when James Harden is in LA. Girls walk up to him at the bar and they go, "I had a great time with you a couple months ago." Okay, and James looks at him like, "I don't know what the fuck you're talking about."
And I had no idea.
You're like, "What was going on at Duce Palooza?"
Exactly.
First off, it was good times whenever it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, we got single Cavs right now.
Yeah, this is single Cavs for the first time. So you know, it was a good times. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, boy.
Wow, that's official for the first time.
No.
I've just been putting in the atmosphere to see what would happen.
What?
Kaz is single.
Are you out there stroking?
Listen, we're not going to talk about this today.
Are you saying out the
Association?
Hey, Kaz. You got some shit in your
dick? So we're here at the MBPA office today, man. All
right. It's been a pleasure.
Yo, thank John. You, peace, man.
Camera time. Yo.
Okay.
Andrew,
sit down. Andrew said he got some hot takes. He got some NBA hot takes.
Let's get some hot takes.
Come with the fire, bro.
Yes.
He looks like, hold on. You know
tell who you are. Tell him who you are.
Dilbert.
Yo, fam. You seen Big Little Lies?
Yes.
He's one of the dudes that's doing the interviews.
Yes.
I actually invented the term helicopter parent. These guys are fucking.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy. That shit is crazy.
I love that you can just slide. I can deliver the hot takes and just slide away. You know,
go for it, dude.
Come back, but come closer to Mike because we won't hear you.
Give us your hottest take.
Right, give us some hot
the
shows.
Hottest take. I don't know if I can come from like the top of Mount Take. You know, you have to walk your way up.
No, you don't. You're already on the mountain.
No, you don't got time with us, man. We don't
fast forward.
I'm out of breath. I just climbed up so fast. So I'm born and raised Chicagoan, so I think that you had to talk about Lori as a top five player in the next 3 to 5 years.
Really?
I think
top
I think
five that, player at what?
I'll tell you this though. He did get Porzingis to work.
Maybe. Every
single-
Hold
he
on.
He did get Porzingis to work a couple times and they played each other.
First of all, Bobby Portis is about to break his jaw next season anyway.
It builds character. You saw what Nico did after that job.
Wait, what did he do? He got kicked out.
True.
They did.
Nico gone.
He came back.
Getting banished Bobby Portis to don't the, like tall white guys.
The Smoothie King Center is a tough place to be. That's when you're banished to like the end of the NBA.
Where is that? That's the Pelicans.
That's where the Pelicans play.
Shout out to the Pelicans.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay, so you think Lauri Markkanen is top five. Okay, next hot take. Go, give me.
Oh, God. It's not even a hot take. James Harden, you're going to win the MVP. That's you.
Not hot take. Mild take.
That's a lukewarm take, bro.
All my takes are coming straight from ESPN, so I don't know if I want to get like
plagiarized. Come on, man. That's not hot take.
You got to jump out the window,
ESPN
dude.
ESPN gets
jump
the takes from us. Give us some real shit.
So I have the Knicks.
Biggest cock on the Pelicans.
Biggest cock on the belt. That's easy though. That's Ant.
Wow.
Anthony Davis.
Over Boogie?
Over Boogie?
Wow.
100%. No. Because Boogie goes out.
Fiery hot take. Fiery
goes out
hot take. Hold on. You think Boogie got a smaller meat than the brow?
I'm not saying it's small. I'm just saying it's not quite
smaller.
As big as Ant.
Smaller.
Yeah, 100%.
And you seen Anthony Davis in that locker room?
He said 100%. Not even a shadow of doubt. Not even 99.
Boogie will talk that talk, but Ant is, you know, he's just quiet with his deep voice in the unibrow and just like
dick,
killing him softly. Yeah. Just goes out, big dick, can barely walk and just crushes. You know, drops like 40 and 10. Meanwhile, Boogie's just in awe. You saw what happened when he got out there. Boogie, who's like the man, he took a step down to Anthony Davis. He was like, this is my guy.
He honored the big dick.
Yeah. And if you got a big swinging dick, you have to let that lead.
He let him be the alpha, dog. Let him be the alpha, right?
Wakanda we tried
forever.
The three alphas. Yeah. It doesn't work.
What's
I guess
bigger,
you
what's longer, his dick or his eyebrow?
Yo, speaking of the eyebrow,
talk
dude.
About this. Talk
let's
about
talk about this.
This
eyebrow shit. First off, April Fool's Day, right? I guess Anthony Davis got on Twitter, or not even April Fool's Day, day before April Fool's Day. He gets on Twitter, says he's going to shave his eyebrow. It took like a poll from his Twitter fans or whatever, saying should he shave it or not. Says he's going to shave it, pretends to shave it, shows up the next day on April Fool's Day, saying it's April Fool's Day joke, right? I got an issue with that shit, right? First off, April Fool's Day jokes do not count if you do it the day before April Fool's Day.
Yeah, he didn't have the timing right.
Yeah.
He didn't have
you got to do it on April Fool's.
Yeah, you have to do it on April Fool's Day. He really thought he got one over on everybody. Everybody like kind of knew. Once I saw like the blatant Red Bull branding on his towel.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, dude. I was like, all right, come on. I know the
money.
Jig is up.
That's marketing Kaz money, right there. Kaz sees
it's all,
it
all. The mind's always
he
on,
sure
bro.
How the people have spoken, though. I think the people want him to keep the unibrow.
No, I don't.
Is that even a hot take? Is that?
No. I think
it looks fucking stupid.
I think it's dumb.
I don't think you're wrong, but I think when you're that good with the unibrow for that long, that's got to be some kind of like baseball good luck charm.
I understand there's like there's the luck. There's also like this body positivity kind of shit like that, but I don't believe in body positivity and I don't believe in the unibrow. When he took the picture of him not having it, he looked much better.
Looked like a normal person.
He looked normal.
Like,
he
I don't know why we're trying to act like the unibrow.
Notice how
look
quiet Akash
stupid.
Is about the unibrow talk. Because all
no
of his cousins
that.
Have a unibrow.
Well, I'm going to slide away. That's it. Thanks,
all right.
Man.
Bye, man.
Thank you, dog.
Thank you. That was a hot take about Boogie and Ant. That was a hot take.
That was a pretty spicy take.
All right. There it is. There it is.
Thank
mothers
you.
Be good to your daughters.
Yo, I just shut down in the interview because I was like, how are we at the NBPA? We got two white motherfuckers on first. And I just shut down midway through. I was like, all right, man.
That was
a little fiery.
Yeah. It looks like they're walking in slowly but surely.
So before we get some, and I definitely want to get some NBA guys' opinions on this, but I think we got to talk about the no smoking section.
Yes.
For this week, which was clearly the almost fight between Andre Drummond and Quincy Acey.
Yes.
Classic almost fight.
It was a great almost fight.
You know
fight.
What it is? I don't mind the pull away.
Yeah.
You have to do the pull away convincingly.
Talk to me.
All right. So when Quincy Acey and Andre Drummond get into it, like if you really want to punch somebody, if you want to fight someone, once they're here and punching distance,
yeah,
something's got to go down, right? So if somebody pulls you away and then they let you go,
yeah,
they're usually pulling you away to what? Stop you from hitting them, right?
Yeah.
The dude gets pulled away, gets free, just to get in his face and not do anything again.
Right.
If you didn't hear me from over there, here I am now.
Yeah, fuck out of here,
bro.
So
it's like, come on.
It was a convincing charge, though, Quincy AC had. A real convincing charge. Yeah.
We got to really stop.
But he didn't want no smoke.
No, you got to stop pretending that
any of these... Quincy AC that he really got away from his teammates? Yeah, I mean, like, you saw it halfway through.
Like, I was gonna hold me back.
Shook him. Yeah, and then he was like, oh, I better slow up before I actually got a real fight. No, you can't be too, you can't wriggle away too well.
No, not at all. It was a whack fucking.
But Akash thinks that it was a convincing almost fight.
I think Quincy AC's charge was convincing.
Yeah.
I think he looked like he wanted it.
Ah, so it was convincing up until he didn't want
to
act
on it. Right. Mm. Yeah, and Andre Drummond looked like he wanted no part.
Well, there was a part where Andre Drummond, when Quincy AC charged back at him, Andre Drummond looked at him like, wait, are we really going to fight?
Yeah,
I thought this was an almost fight.
Yeah,
I thought this is kind of how we do. We get kicked out again. Take a night off.
Yeah, there's a dance. Here, there's steps.
Yeah,
keep it tight. Keep it tight. One time, they're taking pictures for us. We got to keep it tight. Do you know about keep it tight, miss? You're welcome.
Can I tell you a story
about... That sounded very sexual.
It was. I was about to say, I'm like, way to not sound like a rapist. You know about keep it tight, miss?
I said, do you know how to keep it tight to a middle-aged lady?
Oh, yeah, I thought you were doing that on purpose. You want me to tell you the craziest Andrew story?
Wow. What's up?
We're at a diner.
Oh, boy.
You want me to tell a story?
Hells yes. This is great.
I know this is going to go.
Before me too. This is before Time's Up. This is how fucking outrageous.
Akash is undefeated with Andrew's story.
This is legit
so far.
10 years ago.
God, here we
had a diner called Veselka. We used to go there after all of our shows. Every night we're at Veselka. Yeah. Mm. And then one night there's this table of girls. They're pretty cute. Mm. Across from us. Mm. And then two of our homies, Mike Rogan and Mike Blaustein, are sitting on like opposite ends of the girls. Like they're kind of facing each other.
Okay.
And the girls keep kind of looking at over and smiling and giggling when they look at that end. And then like they'll talk to each other and whisper and then they'll look back over and giggle and smile.
Yeah.
And the whole meal, the two mics are like, yo, I think they're looking at me. No, I think they're looking at me.
Yeah.
And then finally they call out to the girls as they're looking and laughing. They're like, which one of us are you talking to? And then the girls are trying to be like cute or whatever. They're like giggling like, what? What did you say? I can't hear you. They say it again. Girls go, well, I can't hear you. And then Andrew looks over and he lifts his head up and he goes, they said, do you want to get fucked in your ass?
No, I didn't.
Yo. I'm not lying, dog. I'm not lying.
No. The way I remembered that story was so different.
I'm about to say, like, no, there's no way. There's
I said
no
that?
Way.
That's I thought I said, do you want to get fingered? I don't know.
No, that was another time our homie. another guy got drunk. Our other homie, I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if he wants it out there, but he got drunk and he kept standing up in a diner after another show.
Yeah.
And it was a good show. He got lit. It was in his hometown. He kept standing up and whole diner, he'd get him to quiet down. He goes, guys, everybody settle down. I have an announcement to make. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. Who's trying to get fingered? He did it legit 4 or 5 times.
Shout out to Mike Blaustein. I'll say his name. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, there you go. Call me out. We got to shout out to Blau. That's the guy out there on college campuses probably doing the same exact thing. Look at him at Oswego State University.
College tours, dog. Catch him on the road, man.
We almost got to fight that night, too.
Oh, that's right. God. We got an almost fight. We got a nice little almost fight streak.
Really? I can't imagine you guys getting into fights, to be
almost
honest.
Fights. A lot of almost fights.
Okay.
I'm a good almost fighter.
How good is your almost fight game? Like, are you...
I'm really good at knowing...
Can you point and talk? Do you do the two-finger point?
Here's when I decide how brave to be in the almost fight. Okay. I'm not good at fighting, but I'm good at knowing when someone wants to fight less than me. And that's when I get real brave. That's when I get real tough. My heart swells up in those moments. And then I call him out for being a bitch just because he's a little bit bigger of a bitch than me. I'm like, that's right, you ain't got no heart, pussy.
And all he has to do is say, well, let's fight then.
And then I'm like, all right, you know what? Maybe you got that. You know what? Maybe we just call it a truce.
You know what?
You know what I'm good at in an almost fight? What I'm good at in an almost fight is getting us out of the fight while seeming like I'm still trying to fight. Like I'll say shit like, what are we even doing? fighting for? Like, what the fuck? Like, I'll be angry and yelling, but I'm like we have jobs, we have kids. But I'm clapping, I'm doing all the aggressive tendencies in the movie. But
you're
I'm
trying
really
to go to jail?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they gonna do.
They gonna lock us up.
Send us to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
We wrong.
Yeah. But I'm
so
in
do
your
you
face.
Want this or not?
Yeah, I'm like,
yo, you got insurance? Do you have insurance? Because it's gonna be necessary.
The best part about doing the show is
are
that
you ready
like,
for your premiums to skyrocket?
Everybody like our fake their fake fight voice is so good, people are turning around and looking at us to see if we're actually gonna fake.
First of all,
fight.
Half the people here, there's a lot of people here. I mean, not a lot. I would say there's what, 20 people here?
Yeah.
They're filling in.
No,
but like dumber.
They don't start
none
until
of these people,
what
yeah,
about
like
an,
yeah. It's a half hour, but like none of these people are what's it called, knew that we were gonna be here.
Yeah.
They're just coming to watch the game. So they have no fucking clue what's going on, and then we just see us in the back cursing at women, talking about fucking people in the butts and stuff like that, bringing random white guys over that look like John Mayer. So it's mayhem here at the NBA Players Association.
They're playing some video games over here.
I know. Do you guys notice the Geek Squad with the video games? There's like the two guys whose job it is to like organize them.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, bro, he had his hot takes ready, man.
Khakis. No.
Is that the same dude?
No. Yo, son. White people don't look all the same, son.
Nothing like the other two white people.
You know what we should do on this show? This is funny. Here's an idea.
One look like John Mayer. This one look like Fat Jesus.
No, the dude he was with. That's not
no, son, no. That's you know who that Jesus, guy looked like? You know who that guy looked like? Maybe he's in Big Little Lies, but also the guy from
he was in the game.
Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he's
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes, he does look like
that.
The
same
dude.
Guy, right?
Yeah. Same dude. Yes, he looks just like him.
But so that's what we should have on the show. Yeah. Whenever we mistake a person from another race for another person, we got to keep a running tally, and we're all allowed to do it as much as the others have. So if you say two white guys look alike who don't look alike, all of a sudden I get a two brown people, and you get two brown people.
So we never get. But seriously, you can't look at these two people right here and don't. They got the same glasses, same haircuts.
Who?
The white guys. Him and him, right here. Son.
We could also say that about every black guy at this party. Yeah, right
two black guys got bald heads. What's your?
There's literally.
All right. I'll let that one.
Michael
slide.
Jordan and Sergeant Colvin from The Wire. Is that the same person?
Like, is that what I ever tell you, you look like Michael B. Jordan? Like, actually, never. Never have they done that.
You know, that is funny. When white girls say you look like James Harden, it's not an issue because you get some pussy. But a white dude is like, yo, you look like James Harden. But, oh, really? Because all black people look like, huh? So all black people look alike when I can't get some pussy.
No, I've looked like
I can get some pussy. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
Black guy in the history of television. I've looked like Virgil. I've looked like M'Baku from Black Panther.
Definitely.
I've looked like James Harden. I've looked like.
So there's never been a time in your life when you didn't look like a black guy who was
there's
famous.
Never been. There's never been a time that's where great. I didn't look like some. Which, you know.
What about Terrence
really
Howard? Do you get that a lot? Got a little out of Terrence Howard?
Chris kind of looks like Terrence Howard. I don't know where he went.
Nah,
my boy
he
Chris Jeans is kind of like.
Chris, my height, fam.
Yo, we got to get this shorty back over here.
Wait,
she
shorty?
Laughed when we said keep it tight. She had a little chuckle. She had a little
oh, gosh,
chuckle in her
was
eyes.
It uncomfortable? Please don't rape me chuckle.
It definitely
I'm
sure. I'm like Andrew,
sure.
I don't.
Word, that was it?
It was, that's why. That's the vibe
Abby
I got
Nixon
from it.
Knows. It was, what?
You are never
you
allowed back
what?
Here.
You gotta catch
that's
them.
Why girls get raped. Is that why? Is that my guy's fucking up? I didn't know that was my guy's fucking up.
All right, boom. So let's jump into this real quick.
Hold on, wait. I think we should go straight from non-smoking section to our asshole of the week. Asshole of the week wanted that smoke.
Yes, he did.
Asshole of the week probably got emphysema. He has so much smoke.
Facts.
Go for it.
And our asshole of the week. And I'm going to let you guys do it because this is y'all's. This is y'all's moment.
Andrew, this is all you, man.
This is one of the biggest moments in
20 years ago. Yesterday? Mm-hmm. 20 years ago yesterday.
20 years ago yesterday.
20 years ago yesterday.
A logo was born.
20 years yesterday, a logo was born. 20 years yesterday, a legend was born.
Yes.
20 years yesterday, the mongoose tamed the mamba. Chris Childs
years ago.
Chin checked.
Yes.
My man Kobe Bryant. Oscar winner Kobe Bryant. This is way before the Oscar, way before
Kobe
Hollywood
Bryant was hungry.
Dick.
Chris Childs was happy to give him a two-piece and a biscuit.
There was some, you know, that's right. James Harden talking about barbecue chicken. Well, there was a biscuit with
there
the meal.
There was a biscuit with the barbecue
That's
chicken.
Right. It was that a delicious biscuit.
But shout out to Chris Childs. He is our asshole of the week.
Yes.
He created our logo.
This is the greatest moment in New York Knicks history in the last 20 years.
Honestly,
though,
my
would you
Knicks
let Chris
moment?
Child punch you in the face, yo? That's
hell
better
yeah,
than an autograph.
Recreate
I would take
if you got a video of
a heartbeat, just a little dap, a little dap. That's better than an autograph.
It's like, get Chris Childs on here.
You know what it's like? It's like if you meet Evander Holyfield, like Mike Tyson, you're not gonna take a picture.
You
gotta
see the fist.
You got to.
Or if you meet a stripper, it's like turn around.
Dog, I don't remember one. I don't remember.
I want a picture of you straight up. Go clap. We don't need your face in this.
Horizontal.
Black China, just bend over. Thanks.
We've never done a. I don't remember a single Chris Childs highlight. And he played for the Knicks for a long time.
Yeah, on the good teams.
On the good teams.
Yo,
so like,
true.
I don't remember a big shot. I don't remember a big steal, a defensive play.
Because that's not what matters to Knicks
that's
fans.
That's not what matters,
and
dog.
And really, honestly, flagrant two fans.
Yeah.
Facts.
I don't want to act like I'm above that.
We are fans of
bro,
moments.
If Chris Childs walks into this room right now,
bro,
I ain't going to do shit, probably. I'd probably just be like, yo, what up? Like, I'm not going to go crazy or nothing like that. But still, if he did,
like,
that should
good
be
to
lit.
See you, man. That's
bro,
really good to
that
see
should,
you.
You know what's so funny? There's this white guy with, like, my haircut and some, like, skinny-ass jeans. He's short, and he's got some crutches, and he's walking with a limp. If he was 6'6 and black, I would guarantee it was a player. I'd be like, oh, yeah, covering from an ACL injury. But he's 5'5", and he has Clarks on, and I'm like, no, that's an agent.
I was like, oh, I wasn't sitting there working
he
out.
Bumped his knee on a desk. No. Hey, Phil, what happened to you? Toe.
This is the very few times that racial profiling works out in our favor.
So, in this environment,
in this
right?
environment only, racial profiling works out in your absolute favor. Because if I was walking around with those crutches right now, somebody would be like, oh man, I hope you're ready for next season, whoever you are.
You're going to come back, bro.
I mean, like, oh, you're gonna be good, bro. But this guy's like, oh yeah, no, he stubbed his toe on a desk. You know.
Okay, why don't we talk about some real smoke? So there was a boxing match over the weekend. I'm a huge boxing fan.
Yes, this is
facts. So Anthony Joshua fought Joshua Parker.
Well,
the Joshua's throwing me off.
Alive right now.
Yeah. So it was a very uneventful fight. It was boring. And in large part because Anthony Joshua is not terribly skilled. He's just kind of big. And then Parker is undersized, but he's very skilled.
Yeah, very skilled.
Like, he is a natural boxer. He's been doing it since he's 4 years old, and he's just small. Like, he's an overblown cruiserweight. Cruiserweight is the weight division right before heavyweight. It always gets swallowed up in the heavyweight talk. Yeah. Evander Holyfield was the greatest cruiserweight ever, but you can't make any money at cruiser, so you jump up
to heavyweight.
And be this undersized heavyweight, right? So... So they have this fight, and then there's discussion immediately after about this fight between Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. And Deontay
That's like the
Wilder,
big money fight left right
well,
now, right?
Yeah, that is the big money fight. Yeah. There's another guy named Tyson Fury, but the real money fight is Wilder-Joshua because that would unify all the belts. Okay. So right now, Joshua, I think, has four, and Wilder has one. But Wilder's one is kind of the most respected belt. It's a WBC belt.
Gotcha,
right?
Okay.
So you have a situation where they want to fight. Now, earlier in the week, Wilder was on The Breakfast Club, shouts to Charlamagne, Envy, and Yee.
Yeah.
And he said a pretty inflammatory statement to a lot of people. He says, I want to catch a body in the ring. Meaning he wants to kill somebody
right,
in the ring.
Right.
See, when he said that, I thought he was saying that in jest. And then, like, when he, like, explained it, like, he was like, no, like, I want
to
beat
Charlamagne asked him
to
explain
death.
Him, and he was like, no, I want to, that's really, I really want that. So what is your guys' take on that?
My thing is, like, why say that out loud? That could be a nice personal goal to have.
Personal goal. Is that part of your 5-year plan?
Put
like,
on your vision board.
Oh, yeah,
put a cadaver on your vision board.
It's like, well, they signed the waiver, and, you know, I won't probably go to jail. And, you know, if I do it within the confines of this ring and he dies, great.
You I mean, if I mean? You are a murderer, it is the hardest working way to go about it.
This is true.
Right? Like, if you have to kill people.
He doesn't want to he doesn't want to murder somebody. He wants to show someone he's so dominant in his sport that you die.
Right. Yeah.
Which, in the grand scheme of things, just put real sports in perspective.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, how many sports can you legitimately die if the guy is that much better than you?
Honestly, I thought Austin Rivers died when... when Victor Oladipo crossed him up. I thought it was over. I thought it was a wrap. But no, you're absolutely right. I understand what you're saying. Like, your sheer dominance cannot kill another person if it's not a fight sport.
Yeah.
And fight sports are the only ones to do it because...
And I guess like NASCAR, maybe?
Yeah, but your dominance isn't killing the other person because you're not driving into them. Like, you might make them take more risk.
Gotcha.
But it's... You know what I'm saying?
I know what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's
because
every sport is a metaphor for war except fight sports because it's the closest you can get for war, right? It's pretty much war.
Yeah.
So, but here's the question. It's like, can I criticize him for it? Like, as a fan, are we in the moral position to criticize him when we're watching these two people effectively beat each other senseless? Mm. Like, when you go out there, I used to box. When I would spar, they would say, go light, go 80%. We didn't. Because it's me or you.
Yeah.
So I was punching you with everything. Yeah. Unless it was like really, really, really light. But like, I'm punching you with everything. And it's because it's a survival instinct. Every boxer that goes out there is going out there to concuss you.
Yeah.
And if that would means that you die, which sometimes it happens, then they kill. All I'm saying is he might have been more honest about...
I can see.
You know, like Cass said, you don't say it out loud. It's a crazy thing to say on a radio show. But what annoyed me more than the quote was everybody's grandstanding him. How could you be so savage? Mm-hmm. Ah, look what a good person I am. Go fuck yourself. And he said, I mean, he's just like, listen, my alter ego, which is my fighter persona.
Yeah, the Bronze Bomber.
Doesn't think. He just wants to kill you. The Bronze Bomber wants to kill you. He wants that body.
Yeah.
And that's how he tried to separate it, and it didn't come across well. But I just thought a lot of the... Oh my God, we have wives and children. How can you shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Well, shut the fuck up.
If you have wives and children, you shouldn't be watching boxing. If you're going to take that moral high ground because people die in
boxers
boxing.
Were saying.
Yeah. So, I honestly think it's a societal problem, dog. Like, we try to make ourselves, you know, we try to sophisticate a sport so much, calling it the sweet science, and you know,
there's, that's true.
You know, being like, you know, the discipline of,
we try to rugby it.
Yeah, like you try like to rugby make it
thinks
all these
they're
things.
All
it's
elegant,
like,
and fancy. No,
you have to beat the snot out of the next person,
guys,
to win the fight.
And people have died.
Like, yeah,
Andrew said, like, well, it's you or me.
That's
and
it.
It's like the only reason why they put like a point system in this type of sport, is because if I can just knock you the fuck out, the point system is meaningless.
Well, I'll tell you where the point system comes from.
Yeah.
Is a round used to stop with a knockdown.
See? There you go.
And they realized the sheer brutality of that. You have two guys just swinging each other for 5 minutes in a row until one goes down. So it's like, okay, let's stop it. Now, in a way, that's even more brutal. Because you're allowing that person to get up so they can get knocked down again. We're talking about multiple concussions, a fight.
Yeah.
Right. Fucks, you know, CTE with sports, that's one thing. But we're talking about your job is to get concussed.
But even more so to the point, if you are good enough at what you do and you only have 3 minutes in a round to do it, if somebody can do that to you in less than 3 minutes, you're gonna get hurt real bad.
Bro,
you can die.
Without
like,
a doubt.
We have to stop acting like boxing or fight sports, anything, doesn't speak to our primal caveman nature.
Absolutely does.
Of like, dog, it's me or you.
Yep.
At the end of the day, it's me
and
or you.
And if we're watching it, we're complicit.
Yeah.
We can't take moral standards. The one thing I'll say is this, is I think when you go in there, you want to knock someone out. But you don't want them to die.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you don't really want any harm to happen to them. Like, when I'd go spar guys, I would want to drop them.
Mm.
But if it turned out that they were, like, injured for the rest of their life, I would feel immense guilt because of that. So the distinction is he's guiltless about this murder.
Yeah.
He's actually proud. Not murder, but this death. He's proud. That's where it's weird. But then the other argument is Mike Tyson said he was going to eat someone's kids.
Also, Jordan Carlos reminded me, funny comic around me, the back half of that quote is, I'm going to fuck you till you love me.
Yeah.
I mean, these are savages, dude. You gotta be.
But like,
that wasn't even like a Breakfast Club interview. He said that shit like
he said
it
at the press conference.
At a press conference. Like,
yeah.
But that's promo. And I think the other thing is
I'm gonna buy that.
As a comic, as a comic, right? Like, I'm not gonna police what another comic says.
Mm.
And if you're an entertainer as a boxer and you have to sell a fight through this entertainment, part of me goes, I'm not going to police what you say. We want savagery. No. Like you said, you're going to buy it. So if you get if people ordered a fight because a guy went up and said, I really respect this opponent, and I think he's a great guy and great family man, and I think he gives his best shot, that'd be awesome. We're not buying that fight.
We're bloodthirsty.
So you got to get, if you give me blood, I can't hate on you if that's what I like.
Yeah.
And he's not a dirty fighter, is he? Does he have a history of being a dirty fighter?
No, not at all.
Well, then it's a different thing. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
If he's legit fighting and he's saying, I want to kill you, but you're fighting straight up, it's like, I don't know. It seems like tough the police.
But he
wasn't Evander Holyfield when he
fights like a savage, though.
He absolutely fights like a savage.
Like Wilder fights like a savage.
Here's the thing with Wilder, right? Because he's an American heavyweight, and you would think an American heavyweight would be a massive sensation, right? Mm. He's not skilled enough for boxing fans to like him.
Yeah.
But, and then there's just no casual boxing fans for heavyweights in America.
Yeah.
It's a really sad time for sports. Because he is an incredibly fan-friendly, or fight sports, he has an incredibly fan-friendly style.
Yeah.
Like, every fight is a knockout. That's what we want, right? He's giving it to us, and he doesn't have close to the support that Anthony Joshua does in England.
Who do you think would win in that fight?
Honestly, I've thought about this a lot. I think it's a toss-up. One of them, they're both so... Anthony Joshua is not wild. He's very, like, he's almost robotic.
Right.
But he's not that good. Like, he's one of those guys who, he was big, so he found boxing. Very much like centers that are big, so they found basketball.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Basketball found them, not they found basketball, you know? So I think what happens in that fight is one of them gets caught, because they both have power, and whoever gets caught, that's who's going down.
Mm.
But I really wouldn't give it to either one of them. It's complete toss up to me.
I don't know. I watched that last Wilder fight.
Yeah.
Where it looked like he was kind of losing.
Yeah, you told me he was getting rocked.
He was getting
by
rocked.
Ortiz, yeah.
And it wasn't until he just emptied the clip and just started fucking wailing on him.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's almost like it's like baseball. It's like I watch Wade Boggs all day because he gets, you know, he's a contact hitter and he'll get you on base or whatever. Yeah. But he's not fucking like Mark McGwire, dog.
He's not Sammy Sosa.
He's not Barry Bonds.
Where he's like,
dog, I'm swinging for the fences.
That's it.
Right.
One thing, home run or nothing. If I can swing for the fence, if I can hit a home run, I will take that over getting these points. And that's what Wilder reminds me of. And sometimes you can win like that and sometimes you can't.
I think a story like this is actually good for him because he needs the pop culture buzz.
Yeah.
You know, like, Anthony Joshua is everything England wants in a sports star. He's eloquent. He's handsome. He's massive. He's fucking
very
chiseled.
Well-spoken.
He's very well-spoken. So eloquent, right? Mm. Especially for a boxer. Boxers, a lot of times, are borderline retards, right? If I honestly don't...
You got like chipped Apollo in the head 3, a million times. Son. It's going to be hard to put together a sentence.
You're absolutely right. Right? Yeah. Like, my dad would say that all the time. Like, when people would say, oh, these guys don't speak well. And he goes, do you know what they do for a living? Punched in the head.
Right? Yeah, when people said Floyd couldn't read and they were making fun of him. My cousin, psychiatrist, is like, I mean, the guy's definitely got brain damage. You don't do this for 20 years and not have brain damage.
I wonder if Floyd is so good that he doesn't. I wonder if he's the one
he
guy.
Just actually can't read.
Yeah, he just
doesn't like reading.
On his own volition. How about that word, Kaz? You know that one?
I didn't think it was that big of a word, honestly. But
he wasn't even impressed.
Do you know volition?
Must say.
That's a good one, right? Volition? That's a good one.
It's like seven letters.
That's 3 syllables.
It's not volition. Something I can't figure out.
Volition? You could get it confused with demolition. You could get it confused with... violin. You know,
Anthony Joshua, real life Apollo Creed.
Yo, real talk.
Yeah.
He's the Apollo Creed of England.
Yeah.
And if you watch him, he's fucking regal. So all these things that England loves about themselves, he represents.
Right.
And now they actually have a legit world-class athlete. They probably haven't had that in years.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to be all about him.
Like Lennox Lewis, maybe? Probably.
And they didn't even get behind Lewis. Because Lewis was Canadian, really, but he had ancestry back there. But when it comes to Wilder, and my dad is a big fight fan, I don't know if my dad would be able to understand Deontay Wilder's English.
Really?
He's country, bro.
Yeah, no, he's a Bama.
He is country.
Yeah.
You know, and if you've noticed, boxers have made a concerted effort, let's go, Schultzy.
Step that vocab up.
Like, yo, don't sleep on... We could talk about how Oscar De La Hoya is a pretty boy.
Yeah.
That dude is a Mexican from the hood, son.
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, these guys are from the sticks, dog. Like,
the
these guys are from...
So when Cat, he's a handsome motherfucker, he was coming up, but he speaks like that on purpose when the cameras are on.
Mm-hmm.
He puts on that corporate voice when the cameras are on. Same with Floyd. Floyd puts the voice on when the cameras are on.
So when the cameras are on, he puts on the voice. And when the cameras are off, he puts on the dress.
Exactly. Not Floyd. Don't
I was
going to
mention that.
No,
Oscar. Oscar. I was going to mention that Oscar shit was kind of those. That was a flagrant moment.
Oh, absolutely. Bro. Please, man. My man knows what he likes. You know what I mean? Yo, real talk, if you knock dudes out, you could wear pantyhose. Because what I'm going to say to you.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You're like, right. I ain't saying nothing to you.
I ain't saying nothing to you.
The whole world saw that. Nobody flipped.
Nope. Because he knocked you out.
Nobody was trying to touch it. It was like, all right, yeah, he wears pantyhose. So
exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah, he'll still knock you the fuck out unless you're like Floyd Mayweather, who knocks out everybody.
There we go.
You know what I mean? Beats everybody's ass.
Shit is over.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, so we got some interesting stuff. Next week, we're going to have Jarrell Williams on the on the podcast. He's a heavyweight contender who's in the talks with Wilder. He's in the talks with Anthony Joshua. He's in talks with all these guys for a potential fight. He just was popping shit. So he's going to
talk real spicy, man.
Real spicy.
Talking real spicy.
Real
I like
spicy.
That.
I think it was 50 Cent, if I'm not mistaken, who was...
I don't know. It's hard to get behind 50 Cent fighters, but I'm gonna like him because he's coming.
Well, no,
to
he's not
show.
A 50 Cent fighter, but 50 Cent was talking about what he told him.
Oh,
so 50 was just
okay.
Gossiping, basically.
Okay, gotcha.
So yeah, some real shit going
being
down.
Being a gossip folk, I respect it. I'm gonna shout out to the NBPA for hosting us as well. They literally just announced the Players' Voice Awards, which they did I think 2 years ago when they did like the Players' Choice Awards, whatever.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the NBPA, and they literally just like hot off the press just handed us the nominees for their awards this year, right?
We got to drop it. Also, if y'all don't have a host for this, I think I know some people that'd be really good.
I know three guys that'd be really good at hosting this.
Exactly,
like hosting,
three guys, you know. And then we have a built-in camera team and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't need to do anything else. You just get the four of us in there. We're good to go.
Just get us in here, man. Make sure we have the beep button ready to go.
So we got the categories, dog. I don't know if they told us the players, did they?
No.
Nah,
I think
but
we can name some of our names.
You know what I mean?
So let's drop some of them.
Oh yeah, let's vote on this.
Let's vote on this ourselves, man. All right, fine.
Everybody grab one. All right, first one is toughest to guard award.
Toughest to guard award. Obviously, you know what I mean? I got the MVP. James Harden is a great candidate. Kyrie Irving, another hard to guard. LeBron James, obviously.
Steph.
You know what I'm saying? Steph, obviously.
I mean, Durant.
Durant. I'm going to go Kyrie Irving.
One-on-one?
Just off of sheer annoyance of having to guard.
One-on-one,
yeah.
Yeah, I think one-on-one, he's the hardest to guard. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I guess I'll agree with that.
James Harden is impossible to guard one-on-one, though.
This is true.
Take away fouls.
Change the game. Change the game of basketball.
I'm just saying if it's one-on-one, if he's getting to the free throw line,
yeah.
But if it's not... I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, he's a guy. He's the kind of the guy, like, you know, he has probably one of the most unguardable moves in the league with that step back. Like, once you're, like, giving up, when you're trying to pressure him because you know he's going to try and draw fouls.
Yeah.
And, like, he does that step back and just gets, like, feet of space from you.
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah, step back.
And
is
he's,
crazy.
Like, and the way his shoulders are built, like, he can just get as much space
as
he wants.
Is it not Steph?
To.
Is Steph not a.
I mean.
He's up there, but I don't know. I
would go Steph.
Pull up from anywhere, quick handles.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
So,
we're in a league of a bunch of amazingly unguardable people. If I'm going this season alone, I'm gonna go James Harden.
All right, fine. I'm with that.
All right, fair enough.
Most respected award.
The most respected award. Is there any doubt?
Who? LeBron.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Though, like. Not even just by players, but, like, you know, he is the first vice president of the NBPA, you know what I mean? Like, he has the most clout of any player I've seen in any organization.
Facts. It's LeBron, hands down.
Hands down. Sure. Okay. We don't even have to go through it.
The most, the leader of the new school award.
Giannis?
I was looking at this at, like, the unicorn award. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's the guy who's going to be, like, that player that... takes
Embiid.
Joel Embiid.
Yo, I think Embiid might be, and let me keep on thinking, there's a new, I think what this, I don't know what this word means. To me, it means not a way of play, but a way of being.
Yeah.
Who are these guys that are involved in social media, hyping up the game? They maybe they represent a different position. Like Embiid is a stretch five, but he has the skills
he's
of
a stretch
three.
Five, but he's a monster in the paint.
And he really does all the intangibles that maybe
and he gives you like Shaq type personality.
Yo, I, it might be Embiid.
Like, to me, it just meant who's the best out of all the young class of players. Like the next generation.
So not just a rookie, but the,
kind of the next generation.
So you got like your Porzingis's, you got your Giannis's.
Yep.
Your Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Wow. You know, there's a lot of... The league's in such a... Anthony Davis, Karl Anthony Towns. You know what I mean?
Okay, what about next one is the X Factor Award.
The X Factor Award. Okay, I'm assuming that that's somebody who isn't necessarily the most valuable player.
I'm sorry.
What's up?
I'd like to talk about female privilege here.
Where are we going with this?
I'm sorry. I just looked over to the other side of the basketball court. First of all, there's a gigantic funk flex in this orange. flex.
That's not flex, though.
Bro, it's like flex it. And Debo together. So I looked over the other side. And there's an earlier, by the way, we were playing. And one of the guys who was cleaning up asked me, he goes, "Sir, are you wearing shoes or are those sneakers?"
Basketball shoes, yeah.
Basketball shoes. And yes. I was like, "No, they are rubber bottoms. Don't worry." He goes, "Okay, good, because we can't have the floor getting marked up." I'm looking across the court right now, and I see two girls in 6-inch heels that are clearly not those Jordan heels or Nike heels or any of that kind of stuff. Mm-mm. These are heels. They are walking around, potentially scratching up the floor. And you know what? There ain't a conversation about how they shouldn't be doing it, Kaz. Did you know that?
You know what?
That's female privilege. What you got makes titties, it worse, you could ruin the NBA PA floor.
This is the play. Like, outside of us regular folk who are here, the only other people that play here are the people who keep the fucking lights on here, which are NBA players, all-stars.
Yeah, but if you had the NBA players take a vote, which one of us you want to kick out, it ain't the host. So, what are we really going to say here?
We're definitely
guys?
On the bottom of the list. Like, oh, well, you know.
We the LVPs in this bitch.
But, bro, right. We're hosting.
The world ain't fair, son.
You don't think so. But anyway.
Do you want to vote X-Factor Award?
X-Factor Award.
X-Factor
Award.
I'm a Lou Will. Lou Will's a good
Westbrook.
Pick. Who'd you pick?
Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
Andre Iguodala is a candidate.
I was going to go Draymond.
Draymond
Green. Very good X-Factor. Man, who else?
X-Factor Award. For me, the X-Factor Award goes to...
CJ McCollum, maybe?
Popovich.
Oh, okay. All right, go on.
Oh,
with the
but
coach.
It's only players.
Okay, yeah, this is the Players Award. Yes.
X-Factor Award goes to... For me... This is a good one. Lou Williams is good.
Lou Williams is really good.
I'm thinking of like a great D stopper.
I think Draymond's it, man.
Yeah, fuck it.
Draymond, Rudy Gobert, maybe.
We'll do Draymond, I think.
MVP award.
Oh.
Harden, right?
Harden. This year it's James Harden. It's not a question. You know what I mean? Maybe Anthony Davis gets a couple votes. Maybe LeBron gets a couple votes. But James Harden's the MVP.
Okay, the freshest award.
The freshest award.
I might have to be,
Listen, I'm a fan of Russell's. I'm a fan of the Russell Westbrook. You know what I mean? The feng shui he be going with, man.
You can't
deny
that the man is a trendsetter.
The man is very stylish.
Give it to Russ.
The man's very stylish, though. I'm not a big fan of his new Jordans, but the man's got style.
The locksmith award.
Locksmith. I'm going Gobert. I'm going Stifle Tower. Utah Jazz.
Okay.
All right, I'm Gobert. Fair with that. I'm fine with that.
I'm cool with it.
Mr. Clutch.
This year?
This year.
De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron, that is a...
Couple big clutch buckets this year, yo.
A lot of clutch buckets for a young fella. You know what I mean?
They
had a couple game winners.
Wins. How many of those are clutch buckets?
Two. I think the two that he got.
You know what? I'm going to go LeBron James. LeBron had a lot of clutch game winners this year. You know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be the sexy step back jumper, whether it's a clutch block, a clutch dunk, a clutch jump shot.
The People's Champ Award.
That might be Russell Westbrook to me. We all love him. He ain't going to get it done, but we all love him.
That's true. He's definitely the one player that everybody, is a fan of, and for some, you don't have to be a fan of him, but he has the most respect.
He was loyal.
And he's
that's
loyal.
Good, that's it.
Yeah.
Russ, the Heart and Soul Award.
I'm gonna give this to
fuck what players heart and soul. Keep it moving.
Nobody cares about this shit.
The best side hustle award. PJ like Tucker.
Yes.
Oh, he was going to be my sneaker, champ.
He was going to be my sneaker champ.
Oh, shit. He gets double.
He gets the, I guess he gets two. But outside of best side hustle, Lonzo Ball. You kidding me? Big baller brand all day,
but
dog.
Is big baller brand better than LeBron James? LeBron James got the best side hustle.
You're right. He's got, you
big
know.
Baby.
Big baby.
Yes. Alex, vote. Big baby's our winner. Yeah, I don't think he's in the league, but.
She got her shoes off, son.
See, she knew. She knew.
Whoa, she built like a turnip.
But yeah, man. But
she's built like Big Baby.
Shoot, when is this?
She wet though.
I don't know when exactly the Players' Voice Awards are. I'm pretty sure they're gonna be after the season. But shout out to the MBPA for having us here. You know,
thank you guys so much for having us, man.
I mean? We're gonna get to kicking it at this NCAA March Madness party. Shit, thanks for having us.
We appreciate you, and guys that listen, thank you so much.
Oh, shout out to Michelle Roberts, man. Michelle Roberts, yes. Most powerful woman in sports. She's the executive director of the MBPA.
Just got re-upped.
Couldn't be here without her. You know what I mean? Just re-upped here, like, to have us here and shit. And, you know, she's going to be running the Players Association for the next number of years. So
we're going to need a key card, Michelle.
Hopefully, you know,
we're going to need a key card. We're going to need an ID.
Make sure, you know what I'm saying, we don't get no, you know, we can work out in here, use the gym, use the pool. You know what I'm saying? This place is a work, like, if you've come here before, it's a real inconspicuous building on 43rd Street, but then you get upstairs and it's like fucking Disney World for basketball players.
Right, so next to Fox News.
Yeah, shout out to Fox News, I guess. But the game's about to start, so we're about to get out of here, watch the game and shit. If you're ever in New York City, if you ever get a chance.
Anything y'all want to plug?
Oh, man, shit, check out The Score on Uninterrupted. Every Friday on Spotify Spotlight. Duce Palooza, April 21st, Atlanta, Georgia. May 20th at the Hammerstein Ballroom. Taking over that. And
Al Horford.
Yeah, let's.
Make sure you check out. I'm going to be in Rochester this weekend, the 5th through the 7th at the Carlson. And then I'm going to be in New York City. Yeah. Let's go.
Yes.
Gotham Comedy Club. Everybody pulling up.
Out, man. Let's make it happen, dog.
So make sure you come out to that. That's going to be the Friday and Saturday. We got 5 shows. Make sure you check that out. I come once a year, so be there. And then I'm going to be in Philly. Oh, no, then I'm going to be in Toronto. Man, Toronto, thank you for the support, man. You guys sold out both shows. So then I called up the venue to ask if we could get any more tickets, and they said that they were holding some tickets for press. And I said, fuck that. The press ain't getting me here. The people got me here.
Big
so we
got
to take care of the people first.
Big facts.
The press going to have to figure
Big
out
facts.
Their own
all
tickets.
Day, every day, man.
So we just released some more tickets for that. I don't know if you guys bought them all up yet, but make sure you go cop all those tickets. Do that. That'll be the 15th of April. And then I'm going to be in Philly next Friday and Saturday. And then Akash and I are going to be in Texas. Akash coming with me. So
yes,
we're going to be in Dallas Thursday, Dallas Friday, Plano Saturday, and then Houston Sunday. So make sure you come pull up on us there. I got the tour merch. Make sure you get a shirt when you come to the show. And go and check out the tickets for more dates, man. Or to my website for more dates.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who came out. We had 2 shows Friday at Caroline's. First one was sold out. Lit as fuck. Second one was almost sold out. Super fun. Shouts to Alex. He filmed the whole thing. Did a phenomenal job. Andrew came through, said what's up. Kaz hit me. He said he was busy, but he messaged me to say, Kaz at work. He was making
dope,
money.
Looked dope. Looked
but he
dope,
messaged
man.
Me to say congrats. He was happy for me. I appreciate all the love. I appreciate y'all coming through.
Yeah.
Thank y'all, man.
All right, man. So next week, catch you right here. Same time, same place. Flagrant 2. Keep it tight.
Yes,
assholes
sir.
United, man.
God bless.
Catch you later. God bless.